The following show contains explicit content.
Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
Bah.
Bah, bah, bah.
That was good.
Good one.
Welcome to the sixth episode of Chatty Wampus.
Sorry about last week's show.
Yeah, I'm the blame for that one. Last week, we didn't do a show at all because I told More Like Radio that we weren't going to have a show. And then...
Because what were you doing?
I went to go see Taking Back Sunday for the 11th time.
Oh, I thought you were at PAX.
No, that was the day before.
Oh.
No, Kate and I had tickets to see The Used. But Taking Back Sunday was opening for them. So now it's gotten to the point now where if we see Taking Back Sunday now, it's because they're opening for another band that we want to see.
It's purely on accident.
Because the time before that, it was Blink-182.
Oh,
and they
okay.
just happened to have been opening for that, and we didn't find out until after I bought the tickets.
That's awesome.
Because we had actually said we need to stop seeing Taking
we're
Back Sunday.
We're not going to pay to see this band anymore. We see them all the time.
Right. Like we've met them, we've seen them, and like we've sat like 2 feet away from them doing like acoustic performances.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yep.
Like we are like the ultimate like Taking Back Sunday groupies and
fangirls.
Like 2012, we decided after I think it was like the Tell All Your Friends concert, we were just like, yeah, we need to stop seeing this band.
Enough is enough.
We saw them I think 4 times or 5 times alone in 2012.
Oh my god!
Twice in one day at Warped Tour.
Wow.
Yeah, an acoustic show, and then they headlined Warped Tour that day. So,
oh my god.
Yeah, it's now basically just we're seeing them on accident, or they're,
yeah.
There's another band we want to see. And I mean, if they're the opening band, it's not like we're just going to skip them. I mean, of course, we're going to go see them, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
but you're not going to pay specifically to see them.
Right. So,
it's going to be on accident.
Case in point, I told More Like Radio and gave them the first episode of Chatty Wampus to replay. But I get a while I'm at the House of Blues with Kate, I get a text from Nicole saying, Jackie and I are coming over. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. By the way, I'm not going to be home.
I was like, wait a minute. And then you're like, well, if you can figure out the equipment.
Yeah, if you can log into the computer, which I'm pretty sure I had locked out. So
yeah, I don't know your password. And not only that, but I know none of the shit that goes on, like, in order to actually record and get everything up and running.
That would have been really impressive if you were
never,
able to figure it out.
Right? Never mind, like, logging into More Like Radio, getting it on live and stuff like that. I'm like,
I wouldn't be able to explain it to you. I have no idea what I'm doing. It's muscle memory. I know,
muscle
like,
memory.
What buttons do which, and if something was, like, askew, then I'd be completely fucked up.
Something was cattywampus?
Yes.
Oh, ooh. Good use of vocabulary.
End of the show. Goodbye.
That's it for now.
The only person who's ever figured anything out was my old roommate, Stefan. And that was, like, when I first started doing this and only had, like, a tiny little mixer and something else. Maybe, like, a couple of microphones. He was able to figure that out, but I don't think he'd be able to figure out, you know, the, let's see, the 3 processors that have to be turned on, the recording equipment.
Logging onto the computer itself.
Yeah, there's a lot that... he'd be able to figure it out, I'm sure. It's just there's... clearly a lot more than just two things to.
Yeah, and I had what, like a half hour to try to figure that out.
Yeah, so my fault. I told the people that needed to be told, but I didn't actually tell my co-host.
I don't need to be notified of anything.
And then Jackie was awesome because Jackie was actually showed up on the last episode of Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, it's funny because like we've done maybe like. Because the first time she was on the show was in 2010. And that was also the first time she actually sat, I can't really call this a studio, but the first time she actually sat in on like an actual like home recorded show. I think we've done like three or four live broadcasts at the tavern or somewhere else that she's shown up to and have been on the show, but those have all been in like a bar setting.
Okay.
So the last was episode 231 of Talk Radio Meltdown. That was the first time since 2010 she actually sat.
She was great. Here. And it's weird because when I'm talking to her, she clearly has a very different voice. But when I was listening to the show, it was almost hard for me to determine if I was talking, if Katie was talking, or if it was Jackie. I couldn't tell the difference.
All you guys all sound the same.
Well, the only thing I really had to go off of was the fact that I'm the hype man, and I'll say, yeah, okay. Jackie brought something to the table, and Katie was aggressive.
Yeah, you
like,
can tell.
That was it. That's how I could tell who was who. You know. Are the cats freaking out? What happened?
Cats are really going at it. They only do this when we're trying to do a show.
Literally.
They only start fighting when we're trying to do a show.
Not only that, but like we just got the headphones plugged in. We moved the mic stands. Like we're getting ready. And all we hear is the scratch, 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 scratch.
Yeah.
From the fucking kitty litter box. Like, Cassie, why do you always need to shit? And the thing is, we're doing this at a time that's completely, completely unique. We never record at this time. And of course, she needs to take a shit right when we're at the table.
They see us do this. So it's like, okay, we need to inconvenience them because they're clearly not going to pay attention to us for the next hour.
Yeah.
So the cat that doesn't know how to not take a completely toxic shit.
It's awful. It's
has to
foul.
Take a shit. Yeah. And then both of them have to just start fighting. It's an act.
It's ridiculous. Cassie's hiding underneath the futon.
He's
going
to pick up the other one.
And Jacob's just being a little instigator. He's being such a brat. He was so mean to her all day today.
Now he's sitting with me. So
yeah, well, careful because he's gonna bully you too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you are not bullying me. He's covered. What are you covered in?
A fluff. I don't know what he gets into.
Jesus, this cat. So
that was CatCast. Thank you for joining us.
Meow, meow. Radio Meltdown.
No.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
We need to make like a banner and just have like the silhouette of a cat.
Meowdy Wampus.
Meowdy Wampus.
So. That's just, so last week's Chatty Wumpus never happened, and this week's Chatty Wumpus is actually
isn't going to be live.
It's been recorded 3 days in advance or 4 days in advance, however many days.
I wonder if some people are going to be in the chat room thinking that this is live and trying to interact with us.
Considering it took 8 minutes for us to reveal that this episode was live.
Exactly. For the first 8 minutes, they were riveted.
Yeah. Yeah, we're obviously not live right now, and it's weird because usually the whole premise of Chatty Wumpus is to talk about things that we didn't talk about in Talk Radio Meltdown. So this is going to be different.
Because we're doing this before
exactly.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Exactly. So I should have said that first, but we got that out of the way. Yeah, this episode is not live. But you are right. Jackie is really, really good at doing this. And it's funny because people always say to me, like, if they listen to the show for the first... If they know me, like, for example, coworkers, they know me, how I am at work and in person and stuff. And then they listen to the show and they're like, you sound completely different.
Like, we on all the show. Do.
Like, you've got radio voice, you know? Like, it's... And I can't explain it. I don't know what it is. It's just... I'm...
You're transformed.
Pretty much.
By the equipment.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's always weird bringing in a... Like, because... It's always, like, interesting having a show that's mostly all guys and then one female. I know that's considered to be, like, hack radio, but we've got Kate, and now we've got you, but it's always interesting bringing in another female, like Jackie.
Yeah.
Because it was definitely interesting bringing you in for the first couple episodes. And
then dumping me.
Well, then everyone... What do you mean dumping you?
I'm just giving you shit.
No, but I don't get it, though. Like, what?
I don't do Talk Radio Meltdown anymore.
Well, it's because everyone's always here.
I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what Chatty Wampus is for.
Exactly.
So it's always interesting bringing in, like, someone who doesn't normally do the show and seeing how they fare. And they usually do pretty well.
Yeah.
So it's always, because they always say, too, they don't know what to expect and they don't know what to do or say or how to act. And they come out of it and they love it and they want to.
She was very natural. She didn't go off mic, doing like weird side conversations and stuff. She was great.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, there's a lot of people that surprisingly, like a lot of the people, friends of mine that I've run on the show, it's it usually takes like an episode or two before they get the hang of it and realize, you know, you got to be focused 80% of the
time. On mic all the time.
Yeah, 80%. I don't say 100% of the time because I'm not paying attention 20% of the time.
So. 20%? You're being a bit generous with your attention span. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Who? Huh? Eh? Fucking airplanes.
Airplanes, man.
I don't know how to start that. These airline companies, like three of the biggest airline companies in the world all this past week have all made the news for different reasons.
Shit's going crazy.
The first one was American Airlines.
Now, yes.
Now, in this day and age, ever since 9/11, you can't make any sort of airplane joke. You just can't.
Well, not only that, but I mean the Malaysian flight, that's so recent. Like, why would people be making stupid idle threats or even bad jokes or whatever
right
afterwards?
Right. And they still haven't even determined whether or not the Malaysian flight was terrorism related, you know?
Like, well, from what I know, the black box stopped doing the pinging thing.
Yeah, because the batteries apparently died.
Exactly. Well, you only have so long mm-hmm. with those. But from what I know, they were putting some, what is it, like little submarine drones or whatever,
yeah,
trying to go into the Indian Ocean, which is ridiculously deep. There are parts of that I believe we haven't even explored yet, just because it's so deep you can't really put anything down there.
Yeah.
So they're still trying to find that shit.
Yeah, and what's even worse about that whole ordeal is that it was like the prime minister of Malaysia a few weeks ago announced that they were done with the search because they could all but conclude that the plane was lost at sea and all lives were lost.
Yeah.
But they're still doing the search and they've gone back and said, nah, you know, we have some hope that there's some survivors.
There's no survivors.
Don't say that you've given up and you're making your official declaration. And then you're going to continue searching just because the families all got outraged. It's like this is the stages of denial or whatever.
Yeah, coping with death. Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's all in the denial phase, the bargaining phase, and you all these people have given into it. These high-ranking officials in Malaysia have given into it, and they're continuing the search. And honestly, I think at this point, the plane's lost.
Oh, absolutely.
It crashed at sea. It's lost. Everyone's dead. Stop wasting your resources trying to look for it.
But on the other hand, you know, I mean, this is why I could never be a politician. One, I'm not intelligent. Yeah. But two, I've got such a bleeding heart for these, you know, for situations like this, you know. Yeah. These people's families, you know, they're all waiting for their loved ones, and then their loved ones just disappear. And that's it. Of course they're going to be upset and mortified, and of course they're going to want to communicate that heartbreak, that outrage, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but the fact that, like you said, the officials fed into it, you know, if you're in that position, you need to be able to make those hard decisions.
Right.
And it doesn't seem like they were really using logic as much as following just their human hearts.
Right.
You know? They needed their robot hearts.
they're all Terminators.
Nice. When you said the Malaysian prime minister, though, I thought of Zoolander. Because that's the one where Zoolander, gets brainwashed to try to kill the Malaysian prime minister, right?
I think so.
I think it's the Malaysian prime minister.
I haven't seen that movie. I'm not kidding. I haven't seen that movie since it came out in, like 2001.
It's not that old.
Yes, it is.
Are you serious?
Yep, because I distinctly remember in the movie World Trade Center, they show because they're showing the first plane that hits the tower.
Yeah.
As it's flying over the city, they show a Zoolander billboard and the silhouette of the plane going over the city.
That's
on the billboard.
Awful advertising.
Well, it was one of the many movies that was affected by 9/11 that were the release. It, you know, no one went to see it because 9/11 happened.
And yeah.
No one cared about movies or TV.
Entertainment or, yeah.
Ben Stiller also, I guess, was really emotionally affected by it because he refused to do any promotion for pretty much anything at that point. Because I remember he was supposed to be the host for the first episode of SNL following 9/11. And his response to the invitation was, it's impossible to be funny at times like these.
Yeah.
It's like, well, everyone else is doing it. Like, SNL, I think, was what everyone considered that episode of SNL to be, like, the first sign of people starting to move forward from it.
Well, you need those people. You need that at least momentary distraction to just help you transition from complete and utter grief and depression and just being mortified and shocked. You need some kind of outlet to make you feel like a fucking normal person again.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard on those people because, I mean, all those celebrities and stuff, all those comedians, they're feeling everything that we're all feeling, you know, but they still need to put on that brave face, be funny, and pretend almost like nothing's going on.
Exactly.
That's difficult.
I think Drew Barrymore was the host for that episode. I'm not entirely certain. I think if she wasn't the host, then she had like some role on that episode, because I do remember Lorne Michaels telling her he would pay the FCC fine for it if she either just swore or took her shirt off at some point. Just do something to just get everyone's minds off. Something like so blatantly crazy that, like, you know, Janet Jackson a few years later went and did it by accident. But something to that caliber to get people's minds off 9/11. But I remember the first episode starting with, I think it was Mayor Giuliani, shit ton of firefighters and police officers from New York. Lorne Michaels and everyone, I think, what's his name, Paul Simon came out and did a song at the very beginning. It was a very somber introduction. And then, like, I think Giuliani gave a speech or something, and then he looks at Lorne Michaels and he's like, are we allowed to be funny tonight? And that's why, like, and then you kick into it, and then all of a sudden it's like nothing ever happened. It's like
regular episode.
Just move on. At this point, you got the only people who should still be concerned about what happened at this point is your families of victims or the conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, fucking conspiracy theorists.
Controlled dynamite explosions. Well, Jesse Ventura.
Let's not even get into that and what I think about it.
So this past week, this girl from the Netherlands tweeted American Airlines.
And she was foreign.
Yeah, they didn't reveal that until the next day.
Okay.
The day after this happened, she tweeted.
That's such an American thing to do, though. I just assumed that it was some douchebag American. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, America. It's the Netherlands.
This bitch, she's only like 14 years old. She tweets American Airlines, and she said something stupid to the effect of, my name is Ibrahim, and I'm from Afghanistan. I'm part of Al-Qaeda, and on June 1st, I'm going to do something really big. Bye. And American Airlines tweeted back, and it was public, obviously.
They tweeted back.
It was public, so everyone saw it, and it said something like, we have your IP address, we'll be forwarding that and your profile information to the police and the FBI. So she starts freaking out. She keeps, like, spamming their feed now, like, I'm 14 years old. I'm so sorry. You can't do anything. Blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't matter. You're held accountable. When you sign up for these kinds of things, all this social media and stuff, I mean, there is such thing as freedom of speech, but you have to deal with the consequences of what you say.
Right. And someone created a Twitter profile and just called it at FBI or whatever. Maybe put like a dash or something in there. Yeah, and she's like, I've blocked the FBI. I'm like, no, you didn't. You didn't block the FBI, sweetheart.
Yes, like the FBI would have a Twitter. That's too funny.
In Rotterdam, that's somewhere in, I believe, the Netherlands, because she's Dutch. Dutch people are from the Netherlands, right?
The fucking Dutch. I don't know.
I think so. I'm just going to assume that's Netherlands. I've been saying Netherlands this whole time.
I think they are.
Yep. It's the second largest city in Netherlands. Thank you, Wikipedia.
They're from Deutschland? No, that's Germany.
Deutsch and Dutch are two different things, Nicole.
Today I learned.
That's where Van Halen is from.
No shit.
Eddie Van Halen and Alex Van Halen were both born in the Netherlands. I mean, they're full-blown American, but they moved to America when they were very, very young, but their country of origin is the Netherlands.
Cool.
The Rotterdam police, because, you know, now every police station in the country and the world now has a Twitter account, and they posted it in both Dutch and in English. Dutch girl, 14, from Rotterdam, arrested after American Airlines threat. Investigation continues.
Arrested. Mm-hmm. Good.
And her Twitter account has since been disabled.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, either she deleted it or Twitter went and took it down. Although Twitter came out and made an announcement saying that they do not ever give out anyone's personal information unless it's to authorities. And even then, it's in very special circumstances. So they never confirmed nor denied that they gave this girl's information to the FBI. But it has to be a very special circumstance. I don't know if this counts as a special circumstance.
In a case like this, even though it's a completely fake threat, mm-hmm. you never know who's behind just a message, you know, mm-hmm. a Twitter message, a random post, you know, you never know. And you always need to be careful. And I wouldn't be upset if Twitter were to be giving out people's information to the authorities in order to stop a potential terrorist attack
right.
or just, you know, right. like you can't do it. And I would never be upset if like a company that I paid to use or had a subscription to made the decision to give out, like, if I'm doing some stupid shit, well, I probably shouldn't be saying that, because if I'm doing stupid shit, I don't want to get caught.
Yeah, no one's
going
to say it. We're not.
You know what I mean? Like, you fucking can't do it. And I hope that this shows all those little snot-nosed fucking teenagers that they can't be so fucking dumb.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
You don't... Oh, I hate teenagers. I hate them so much with every little cell in my body. I just, they're so fucking entitled. The world isn't yours, asshole, and you can't do whatever you want. Rant is over, and I'm good.
Well, here's the problem. Now that it's, obviously it was national news what this girl did. It was fueled by the fact that the police in Rotterdam or wherever announced that they had arrested someone in connection with this, and it was very likely that girl.
Yeah.
All these idiots on Twitter now have all been tweeting American Airlines, like, making similar jokes. And they're not, I don't know if they're even taking action on this at this point. You got to admit, it was kind of American Airlines' fault for, like, saying very publicly, we are forwarding your stuff to the FBI.
For retweeting. They should have been quiet right. about it.
They deleted the tweet very soon afterwards. But it's one of those things, I mean, once you put it on the internet, you have maybe a couple seconds to get it down, you know? And once it's on the internet, it's on the internet forever.
And not only that, but I mean, a big company like American Airlines, if people are following you, I don't know why people would follow American Airlines on Twitter.
Yeah.
But even still.
Yeah.
You're going to be exposed to a lot of people, and it's going to be like quick
right.
that people notice it, take a screenshot, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with you. They shouldn't have blasted it. They should have done what they needed to do, contacted the authorities, and just kind of just stopped it right there.
Right. It
should not have blown it up.
It shouldn't have been a public thing, but unfortunately it was made public.
I wonder if that guy got fired, whoever tweeted it.
No, it's,
No? It's, how do you know? Do you work for American Airlines?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have said that.
I'm one of the airplanes, actually.
I'm one of the airplanes. Oh, God. All right. Welcome to Chatty Wumpus, where a dumb bitch and an airplane talk shit for an hour.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about all the other airplane things. Related airline stories happen in the news, because I have a feeling there was at least one competitor that also wanted some limelight.
Okay.
They wanted their name in the news too. They wanted their 15 seconds of fame, and they went and did something that didn't have anything to do with terrorism, but it was pretty fucked up. So we'll come back and we'll talk about that.
Don't fuck it up, because if I have a good take and he likes it and you yell the word cunt, he's going to be pissed off and punch you right in the moob.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wumpus.
Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, gas stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
He just wrote a song, put it on an album. The album came out, went to number one, and a few weeks later, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm gay, and if you want to know why, listen to this particular track.
Oh,
so everyone did, and they found out. It's like, oh, the song's apparently about how much he wants to fuck a dude. Okay. That's logical.
Well, with the verse, like, I want a dick up my ass repeatedly with balls touching my bum.
Is that really the lyric? I'm not familiar with this band.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I was hanging out with this girl I met, but I couldn't fuck her because her pussy was sore from some kind of surgery.
What?
Yeah.
What?
But she,
pussy was sore of the surgery, or she had surgery on her pussy?
Yeah, apparently she has stitches or something. If I fucked her, they would have broken off, but I don't know, something like that. Don't spit it out. Don't spit it So, I ate her out.
I just looked at your fucking monstrous penis and was like, I can't know. Have that thing in here. That's impossible.
I don't know, but she also had a hairy asshole, because I ate that too. Why wouldn't I?
She had a hairy asshole?
German girl, yeah. Hair all over her puss and ass.
Oh, my God.
Wispy hairs all over her asshole, all around.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wispy?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, dude.
Like, unpubic-like.
You know, like those, you know the mustaches that curl up, like the Luden's cough drop package? Yeah, like that.
But they were really wispy. They were like curly curly. They were actually like,
no, if they were
you
just
blew
like,
on them, they would ruffle.
Yeah, yeah.
They would
like. Yeah.
That's fucking gross. Why did you like.
It was like crabgrass blowing in the wind. It was really bad.
So, them up. You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't have time to play with their asshole hair. I just got it over with.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Chatty Wampus. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back to Chatty Wampus. We're recording this episode a few days early. We're doing it on Wednesday instead of Saturday. Obviously, it's not live. But music trivia for those of you playing along at home, and if you're not, and if you're listening to everything but the More Like Radio podcast feed, because then we have to edit the music out of that. The song I played was by Temple of the Dog. That band's sole album came out 23 years ago today. It's April 16th. That album came out on April 16th, 1991.
Wow.
And that
That's
band...
old as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, and that band was notable for being pretty much a super group before the bands it was that had come together to form it really existed. It was basically the current lineup of Pearl Jam plus Chris Cornell from Soundgarden.
Yeah.
And at the
He's
time...
He's got a great voice.
Chris Cornell?
Yeah.
Oh my God, still... Still, like that new Soundgarden album that came out last year. He sounds fantastic on it for a guy pushing 50.
And it's surprised he's pushing 50.
Those guys are all in their 50s. I think he's actually the youngest one.
No way.
I think he's the youngest guy in the group.
I used to have the biggest crush on him. He's like a beautiful man.
Yeah.
And then he just belts out. Ugh.
His voice has just gotten a little bit grizzlier. That's about it.
Yeah. So if he could get sexier.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Same with Eddie Vedder too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that band, it's I believe if I'm trying to do this off the top of my head, but I think it's the current lineup of Pearl Jam, because Pearl Jam's notable for having like a revolving door of drummers. But their current drummer has been in the band since I think the late 90s, but he's also the drummer for Soundgarden.
Oh really?
Yep.
Huh.
So when they started off, Matt Cameron was part of Temple of the Dog, and then it split up and Soundgarden went and did their thing and Pearl Jam went and did their thing, but then Matt Cameron started pulling double duty for both bands.
Busy guy.
Yeah. I believe Soundgarden was around in 1991. I think they'd already had a couple albums at that point, but Pearl Jam put their first album out very soon after Temple of Dogs. So,
huh.
23 years ago, man, that album came out, and that was just part of the start of the grunge revolution.
Happy birthday, album.
We were talking earlier about the whole snafu with basically every major airline company in the world, and we talked about American Airlines and their whole bomb threat and the way they handled it. Nicole was saying that, and I agreed with her, that basically American Airlines shouldn't have reacted in the way they did publicly, because it caused not only a big uproar with every single media outlet in existence, but now we've got copycats tweeting American Airlines.
Exactly.
But it's my suspicion that other companies, the competitors...
Competing airlines?
Yeah. Because, you know, there's a whole bunch. U.S. Airways is one that comes to mind, because I think they wanted to kind of cash in on this and try to one-up everyone.
Okay.
Because American Airlines, they've made the news for having someone calling a fake bomb threat, a fake act of terrorism. Now that poor 14-year-old girl's probably going to be branded as a terrorist.
Poor 14-year-old girl. You should know better. Yeah, 14's yeah. young, but you should fucking know better.
And she didn't know what she was... based on what she was tweeting, too, she did not understand the seriousness of the situation. But U.S. Airways, now I honestly think, wanted to try to one-up American Airlines and get their 15 seconds of fame.
Okay.
Someone was very angrily tweeting U.S. Airways because...
Again with the Twitter.
They were... I think they were stuck on a tarmac for like an hour. I gotta find the actual exchange of tweets. But I believe someone was mad because they were stuck on a tarmac. So, U.S. Airways was responding, they're apologizing and all this, and...
They're all just tweeting each other?
Yeah.
Instead of actually fucking talking to each other, they need to broadcast a conversation.
Right. So then, the person responded with something like, oh, you guys don't ever check your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever, thinking that her name was Elle. Her comments would just be buried under a bunch of other tweets and feedback and such.
Yeah.
So U.S. Airways responds with, we welcome feedback, L. If your travel is complete, you can detail it here for review and follow-up. And they went to go include a link that would have gone to a, what I imagine would be a support page for U.S. Airways, which okay. they could support their, or submit their feedback at. Instead, they posted a picture of a naked chick with her legs spread open with a model airplane shoved into her pussy.
Amazing.
Yep.
Do you have the picture?
I've gotta find it.
Find that picture. I need to see it.
It's, you know, have you ever been to SpaceX on Reddit?
Oh, our once SpaceX. And I learned quickly to never go there again.
Yeah. the picture that they posted, which now U.S. Airways is branding as a quote-unquote honest mistake, which is also a very good Bravery song. It's a song by the Bravery.
I like that song, but how is that an honest mistake? Someone was clearly on something they shouldn't have been and didn't check their link before they posted something.
Come on over.
That's communication 101.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that asshole.
I know.
Oh my god, that asshole is gaping. And it shows her face too, which means that girl will forever. Oh my god. It, look at it. Oh. Her vagina and her asshole are just gaping. Ugh.
It looks like it's a few years old. That looks like it's a digital version of like a Polaroid that was taken.
Yeah, it does. It could have been taken with a potato. Right. But I mean,
she does not look attractive in the least.
Not at all. Neither her face nor her genitalia. Mm-hmm. But before you send something, hell, even before I send an attachment to my boss, I double check and make sure I'm sending the right thing. If you are a huge company and you're the face of that company by talking, you know, by being the social media person, double check your shit
yeah.
before you post it, because, oh, that's just a rookie mistake.
Yeah. They released a statement, I believe either today or yesterday, saying that they're not going to fire anyone for this.
Why not?
It had, let's see if I can find it. I think that picture had been flagged somewhere else and they had it like copied and accidentally pasted it by mistake in response and didn't as you said, they should double check that stuff. They didn't double check it. Yeah, their response was, our investigation has determined that the image was initially posted to our Twitter feed by another user. We captured the tweet to flag it as inappropriate. Unfortunately, the image was inadvertently included in response to a customer.
But it's amazing.
Yeah, we deeply regret the mistake and are currently reviewing our processes to prevent such errors in the future.
I love the fact that they told the girl to, like, go here to talk about shit, and it's an airplane and a vagina. It's like telling her to go fuck herself.
Yeah, the actual exchange, this chick L, she says, unhappy that flight 1787 sat for an hour on tarmac in CLT because overweight, resulting in over hour late arrival in PDX. So they respond with, we truly dislike delays too and are very sorry your flight was affected. L responds with, yeah, you seem so very sorry. So sorry, in fact, that you couldn't be bothered to address my other tweets. So respond to a cunt with a cunt. All right, I get it.
Yeah, there you go. I can't stand these people that get pissed off at, like, the airlines because someone overpacks their suitcase or whatever. Like, it's better that they stop that shit before you get in the air and then crash the goddamn plane because of a weight restriction or whatever. Like, it's better to be safe than to fall out of the sky, L.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be such a dumbass. Don't be so entitled. Again, this is entitled cast. Just the world isn't catered to you, L. Fuck yourself with an airplane.
Yeah.
Boom. Done. Done.
Yeah. U.S. Airways has apologized about a million times now. They said that no one is going to be fired because of this, but they're definitely going to review their every tweet basically that goes up and make sure. I mean, that's just, I mean, okay, so I work in a customer service job.
Yeah.
And, you know, it involves live chat. And I haven't actually said this to any, like, I haven't done this to any customers, but I've done it elsewhere where I've accidentally, because it's for, you know, online video games, and while having one of the games open, and which has a live chat tool, I've accidentally typed, like, had a link to something, like maybe on Facebook or just something, and I type in like a command followed by that link because I thought I had like something else copied and pasted. Now, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But just, I can only imagine, like, what if I had accidentally sent that to a customer, you know? Like, it's nothing bad, but it's just like, yeah, but I always, sometimes I forget, but I always try to double check and make sure that what I'm about to copy and paste and send, actually, I look at it first before I actually send it.
And is supposed to be what you're trying to say.
Right. Usually it's just like, it's a link to something I was going to IM to a friend, and it was something, it was an actual, like, legitimate article that in no way could get me in trouble. I could probably just get a slap on the wrist for sending it to a customer and not, you know, something else.
But not a woman fucking herself with an airplane. Oh,
that would never be porn. I mean, I'm at work, you know? I mean,
you don't watch porn at work.
Yeah, I don't. You're right. someone actually had to have been working to have this picture and put it on there. But you know what that means? The person who had that picture was a Redditor.
You're right.
Because it came from SpaceX. I mean, I know they had it flagged as inappropriate from another tweet, but still.
So the person who initially tweeted U.S. Airways, that picture, was a Redditor.
I think so, yeah.
Not the person who mistakenly linked it to L's tweet.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, especially if they knew what was going on, too.
Everyone's a Redditor.
Everyone's been to SpaceX at least once. Everyone's been there. I've been there once.
It's a scary place.
It is. It is. I think it's even worse than 4chan.
It is!
Yeah.
I mean, although you go to SpaceX and you know what you're in store for, at least I do now.
Yeah.
But with 4chan, you just scroll down and it's like just awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
So that's that. No one's in trouble with that. But I still think that's just U.S. Airways trying to cash
in the news.
Trying to cash in on the fact that their competition was in the news and had all this stuff. So like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to just one up them.
What is the saying? Any press is good press?
Yep. Yep.
Is that really the case?
That's one of those sayings that someone came up with just to make someone else feel better.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's not you, man. It's her.
Yeah.
She's a bitch. Dead air.
Dead.
I'm eating food. I shouldn't be, but I keep eating. I'm eating peanut butter.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're just straight up eating peanut butter.
Damn right I am. It's fucking delicious.
That gaffe reminded me of when there was that plane crash in, I think it was in San Diego. It was the Korean flight that the landing gear, something happened. And
then a lady got killed for being a dumbass standing in the middle of the runway. Yeah. And she got run over or something.
But do you remember there was that one news channel that they claimed they had the names of the pilots?
It
was
something all, Wong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was all just because they blamed it on an intern who gave them false information and they ran with it anyway.
Check it.
Yeah, talking about double checking things.
Oh my God, can you play that? Because the lady pronouncing those names is amazing. Pilot Sum Ting Wong, we too low. Bang, ding, ow.
Now back out here live. The goal is to get the runway back open late Sunday with about 100 flights a day canceled because of this runway closure. The reopening can't come soon enough. Live here at SFO, Claudine Wong, KTVU, Channel 2 News.
All right. Thank you, Claudine. We have new information out this noontime concerning one of the teenagers who died in that crash landing. San Francisco police are now confirming 16-year-old Ye Mong Yuan was hit by a fire truck. Police say she was on the ground and covered
in foam. I'm so sorry, someone died, but it's like, what are you doing?
Not in a plane crash, but by a fire truck.
It's still trying to determine the cause of death and whether she was already dead.
The cause of death?
The truck hit her.
Fire truck.
Information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ow. And the NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played.
She did not notice it as she was saying those names. You
know, that's honestly, I can kind of feel for her on that because, like, Red with his fucking belching and yelling shit in the microphone. It's one of those things I don't notice it until after it happens. But when we're doing the show, I don't notice these things. And with anchors and people in the media, I have a feeling that when they're just reading, it's like Ron Burgundy. If they're
exactly.
Just,
I was going to say that.
Yeah, if they're reading stuff off a teleprompter, then they're not going to, like, it's not going to cross their mind. Some people would, like, stop and be like, wait a minute. But her, she's trying to remain professional, and I don't think it's right to just stop in the middle of reading something like this
and be like, what are we doing here, guys?
Yeah, it's even worse, I think, if you actually stop and bring attention to it.
You think so?
Yeah, I actually think it's real. I mean, if she just stops,
because then she had to go back and apologize.
Yeah, but perhaps, like, if they went to break, she caught it immediately. She's just like, okay, those weren't names
at all.
It's not like that guy that swore on his first day on the news. Remember him?
Yeah.
And they were like, they didn't know what happened until, like, the third commercial break they took, and the news director came in and said, you need to apologize. And he's like, why? He's like,
fuck.
Yeah. He's like, you realize you swore.
Oh, that would be my luck.
Yeah. So that's enough about planes.
Yeah. So airplanes are interesting.
You ever hear that song? What was it? B.O.B. with Hayley Williams, Airplanes?
No.
Yeah. It's an alright song.
Okay.
Actually, I'm actually.
I'm like, all right.
I might.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have heard this before.
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't?
Nope.
No. You a Paramore fan?
No. Can we pretend that? Oh yeah, I've heard it. I'm like, no, I've never heard this.
Nope.
No, I have.
Just right at the beginning too.
Well, normally I know a song if I know a song, I know how it begins and stuff. But
yeah, I know that song. It sucks.
Well, yeah, like I know that part because I've skipped over it on the radio multiple times.
Yeah, you know what song to just not listen to.
Exactly. I'm like, nope.
In the music news, there's a rapper that apparently tried to cut off his own dick and then kill himself.
Whoa, who was that?
His name...
Was it Fitty?
His name is Andre Johnson, and he...
and he tried to cut off his Johnson. Jokes. All right, sorry. Continue.
He's known as Christ Bearer. He's in...
Christ Bearer?
Yes. He's in a rap duo called North Star. Their big claim to fame was that RZA from Wu-Tang Clan discovered them, got them signed to a label, and helped put out their first album.
Okay.
Their first album is actually even called RZA Presents North Star. See, I don't follow the hip-hop the rap. And
I don't follow the hip hop.
I don't follow any of that kind of music, so I know nothing about this.
I know a bit about it, and I've never heard of these people.
I didn't even know what Wu-Tang Clan was until I watched, there's like a Homestar Runner cartoon where it was like Coach Z was just like, oh, the Wu-Tang Clan. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I had to
really?
Look it up. I'm like, oh, hippity hop. All right. Cool.
The hip hop.
So this guy, apparently earlier today, and remember today's, we're doing this on a Wednesday, and the show's not live, so this is on the 16th. This guy jumped off a balcony in Los Angeles this morning after trying to cut off his own dick.
So how did he not succeed in cutting off his dick?
It probably...
Because it's not...
I imagine it hurt.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Unless, I mean, what is it? Is it PCP that you can take that just makes you, like, just not feel pain?
Why are you asking me? I don't do hardcore drugs.
You did.
I didn't do hardcore drugs. My God. I didn't sit there smoking crack.
I did coke, but I didn't do PCP.
I've never even done coke.
Really? You were like the...
What are you saying, Jack? What? What do you think of me?
That you're a cokehead?
No! If I was a cokehead, I'd be a lot skinnier than I am now.
You're pretty skinny to begin with.
No!
I'm fat!
You seriously thought I was a druggie?
No! No,
Jack!
I didn't. What?
Do you see... I know this conversation shouldn't be on mic, but you seriously thought I was a cokehead?
No, I was kidding.
Okay. You were deadpan. I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell. And I'm like, I thought you knew me, bruh. I've never done coke. God, and I don't do PCP.
My gosh, that was an awkward conversation.
My voice went up like 10 octaves. I was like, ah!
I'm glad I finally have a recording of this.
Well, no, you have it in the oh my God thing. Where maybe my voice
just,
went high.
Maybe I was just doing it for show.
Maybe
I was just being a dick this whole time.
You're always a dick.
Yeah.
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 Oh, wait, but what about, I don't know, it was something that Fro showed me way back in the day. The BME Pain Olympics.
Oh, God.
That's all I could think of when you told me a guy tried to cut off his dick. I'm like, it's not that hard. You put a tourniquet around it and you just fucking take a cutting knife.
Yeah, that fucking monkey would like something like that, would he?
Oh my God. He's like, hey, look at this. And this was like a week after he showed me Two Girls, One Cup. And that wasn't too disturbing to me. It was fucked up. But like I sat there and I was eating some macaroni, whatever. So I'm there eating some food again. And he's like, hey, look at this. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I just watched this awful, terrible thing, and to this day that is the worst thing I have ever seen in my entire life. Like in my nightmares, Close my eyes, I see that shit. It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. All right, so a guy jumped off a balcony because he couldn't cut off his dick.
He attempted, I think he actually managed it, because CNN is actually reporting that the thing was severed,
dick.
That it was severed and it was transported separately to the hospital for potential reattachment.
In its own little, like, gurney. They strap a dick down.
It's on ice.
It's on ice. Like,
can you imagine, like, the guy that was just holding it? Like,
what do I do about this? Like, if you're gonna kill yourself, why would you chop off your dick?
Yeah.
Like, granted, there's veins and arteries and what, but, like, you could kill yourself so many other ways other than, you know, mutilating your genitals.
Yeah. Like, I remember, too, I mean, was it Robert Carradine or David Carradine, whichever Carradine brother it was that died of autoerotic asphyxiation. That's a word I can't say.
Yeah, but he wasn't trying to kill himself. He was trying to get off.
Yeah, but doesn't that involve, like, choking yourself and your dick at the same time?
Well, with your hand while you're jerking off.
Yeah. Like, that's still a weird way to die.
Some people like being choked. It is a weird way to die, but some people like it.
This isn't like Lorena Bobbitt going and cutting her husband's junk off and
throwing it out of the window. Is that the girl?
Yeah.
That shit's cray. That shit cray. Ball so hard.
Yeah, the...
Just play that song.
The rest of the guys that this dude lived with said that it came without warning. They didn't know there was any issues with him that would have led him to do this. And he was not on any sort of drugs at the time.
Was anyone home when he was doing this?
I don't know. It doesn't
You'd
say.
You'd think no.
Yeah.
Right? You'd think no.
I mean, like, if I was going to do something like this, I would probably, just out of respect for you and Wellison, wait until both of you guys aren't home. I mean, lately, I've been home alone for, like, days at a time in the last few weeks, And I have, you know how many opportunities I have to go in and just cut my dick off.
Do it in the bathroom or in the kitchen. Don't do it on the carpet.
No, of course. Oh, God.
Or put down like a tarp or something.
Oh, I'm not that disrespectful. I'd have to clean it afterwards.
Dickless?
Yeah. I mean, I'm already pretty sure I have a vagina. Well, the amount of cleaning I do around here. It's like I'm the only one who does anything around here.
You are. I don't clean shit. But you just, you clean so much better than me. No.
You know, you do it better. I
want to leave it for you because you're just going to do a better job.
I remember the first time you came home from work one day and I just finished vacuuming and the bathroom was clean. You said, you're like, oh, little Susie Homemaker cleaning the apartment. I'm like, I want to just hurt you right now.
I did call you little Susie Homemaker.
Yeah, you did.
If you ever bake, I'm going to call you Biddy Crocker.
Yeah, right.
What? You don't cook.
No, I don't.
The only thing I ever see you cook is a microwave dinner.
Well, I have cooked before. I just never done it in front of you.
Why are you hiding it? I want to be proud of you for cooking.
We're talking about dicks or my cooking?
Cooking.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to see your dick.
Really?
Really.
We could change this right now.
I'm not going to change my mind. I don't want to see your dick. Besides, didn't you just say you had a vagina?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I'll see your vagina.
All right, cool. All right. We can compare?
We can compare vagina. No.
Who's
you and I don't have the same relationship as Katie and I.
Whose vagina looks more like a car accident?
I won that one.
Yeah, this dude's
Katie
dick.
Will agree. This dude's a dick.
This dude's,
just kidding. Yep. He doesn't have a dick.
This dude's dick apparently has been transported separately to a hospital, but there's really no more updates after that.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
He's going to forever be known as that guy.
As Dickless.
Just as a guy who went fucking crazy and tried to cut off his dick.
Conveniently, one of my old coworkers from AAF posted on Facebook about this story just now, and he said that this guy should just change his name to Andre. Take the Johnson out.
Exactly.
Yep.
Jokes. I love them.
Imagine if his first name was like Richard. Richard Johnson. Or something more blunt, like Foreskin Johnson, you know?
You can't name someone Foreskin.
Hey, they call me Shaft.
What?
Scrotum.
What?
Hi, I'm Veiny Johnson.
I'm Veiny Johnson.
There's something else I just saw on CNN really quickly. It's about Kate Winslet, apparently. This is from a couple weeks ago, but apparently she still has personal issues with her nude scene from Titanic.
Yes, yeah. She, like, because people will bring up that piece of that picture to her and be like, can you sign this? And she's like, no, that's my fucking naked body. That's creepy.
That is, yeah, but it's one of the most iconic scenes in movie history, though, too.
In my opinion, yeah. I'd fucking rock it because she looked hot in that scene.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks amazing now, but she looked fucking good.
Yeah.
And I'd wear that shit with pride.
And considering she was, like, what, like 22 when that came out?
Oh, my
like,
God. And she was just gorgeous.
Yeah. And everyone is always quoting that line, too, from that scene, the French girl scene.
Everyone quotes it wrong.
Yeah.
They say, paint me like one of your French girls. He fucking wasn't painting.
Yeah, isn't it just, it's
draw me.
It's
draw me
yeah.
like one of your French girls.
You know what? It's because... I think Family Guy, people always quote it from Family Guy, and I think Family Guy got it wrong. So everyone's always quoting it from that.
So you're admitting that Family Guy did something wrong?
But Family Guy does everything wrong all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that you thought anything other than that they were perfect.
Family Guy?
Yeah. You love Family Guy.
Family Guy is like, unfortunately, and a podcast I listened to put it perfectly once. The coolest guy at the party... just quotes Family Guy.
I disagree. That's the annoying guy at the party.
No, but he's annoying because everyone's laughing at him because he comes up and he says something like, diarrhea, and everyone bursts out laughing. It's like, yeah, that was funny when Peter Griffin said it in 1999.
Okay, so they're not actually thinking he's funny.
They're just laughing at a I know that. That's from a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Eh.
Eh.
You don't like anything.
I know. I'm just full of hate.
Hey, I have a question. How do we end the show?
I don't know. How do we? Is that like one of those jokes? Like you're setting me up for a joke?
No, it's I deleted the thing that we played at the very end of the show.
Good job, Jack.
God, hold on.
I'm proud of you. Do you want me to just keep talking?
No,
keep talking,
I got it.
Keep talking.
I got
keep talking.
It.
You
I can
sure?
do it. I
okay.
Can do it. Ready? Go.
Yep.
it's over.
Daddy Wampus.
The end.
Well, we had a lot of fun here today, folks.
What did we learn?
That you should never tweet American Airlines or any other airline company pretending to be a terrorist.
Or fucking bitching about sitting on the tarmac for too long. Because you're going to get porn.
Yeah, you're going to get porn.
I'm going to go tweet US Airways right now.
Like I said earlier. A cunt for a cunt.
A cunt for a cunt.
Yep, I like that.
It's a better saying than an eye for an eye, really.
A cunt for a cunt.
A cunt for a cunt.
I like this idea.
Let's make it happen.
Dude, I was a cunt last night. I feel bad. I got mad at some dude. I was getting ready to leave, all right, last night. I went down to the store for something. And this guy was, like, he did a circle in the parking lot down the street.
Okay.
But he's driving, like, 5 miles an hour. He gets out on the main road, comes to a stop at the stoplight while it's still green.
Now he's
just sitting there while it's red in the turn lane. You can turn on red, so I was getting ready to lay down the horn. For some reason, now that light takes about 10 minutes to turn.
Yeah.
It go through a cycle. It actually turned pretty quickly, so it turns green. He waits about 10 seconds. Then he starts going. So now I'm like right on his ass. He's still doing about 10 miles an hour.
What?
I'm starting to really get pissed off. So then there's a road as you're going down that side of the road. There's another road that branches off.
Yeah.
He comes to a complete stop in front of that road and then throws his blinker on. So I fucking just lay down the horn and just crossed him on a double yellow.
Oh,
and I was so, like, I wasn't even thinking. I was like, damn, lucky no one was coming the other way.
Yeah.
But as I was starting to gun it, and of course, because it was raining, my wheels started sliding.
No.
He pulled over just enough to kind of let me go by, but I saw his driver's side window roll down too as I was going by. And I'm just thinking to myself, yeah, dude, say whatever you want to me. You're fucking brake checking me. You're doing 5 miles an hour on a 45 mile per hour road.
Jesus.
Go fuck yourself. And as I sped by, I saw him pull back out on the road. He was still doing 10 miles an hour.
What
and
the fuck?
There was a line of people behind me. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. If there's a cop here, stop me.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, why are you driving, asshole?
Yeah,
Cut it out.
Yes, that was not the appropriate action to take. I don't like being that guy.
You need to cool it down.
I don't. I never do that, too, surprisingly.
You never ride anyone's ass.
Okay, I ride people's
ever.
Ass. I ride people's ass, but I don't have fits of road rage like I did just
No,
there.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, I had to get that off my chest.
You feel better now?
I feel a lot better.
Well, then good.
Okay, well, we'll see you hopefully next week.
We'll see you when we see you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.